don't just beg or try to bargain with God. He wants to say yes, but he wants you to show faith. My sister and brother in Christ, at this time, I want you to listen to me to understand what God wants from you. So, start thanking God in advance. Put praising God before everything else in your life. Some of you have been asking for help for a long time. It's time to change your approach. Instead of just asking and begging, start thanking. Every morning, say thank you to God for making your dreams come true, for bringing healing, and for bringing promotion. This will make you strong. Don't keep begging over and over again. Keep thanking God and talk to Him, and He will give you the strength to believe. Many of you are struggling right now. It's been a tough year, but don't give up. Hold on, because this difficult time will pass. The problems won't last. Don't give up on God, your marriage, your church, or your dreams. Look up to Jesus Christ, who created you, loves you, and has a purpose for your life. He died for you, rose again, and will come back one day to take you to heaven. Jesus Christ is the key to strength to finish your journey well. When life is hard, the problems are real. But remember, God is in control. You have a choice. Focus on your problems or focus on God. Things will get better when you start looking up. In the Bible, the phrase "lift up your eyes" is repeated many times. It means to look up, shift your focus from yourself and your problems to God, refocus and look at Him. Things will start improving when you start looking up. When we look up and see how big God is, our problems seem smaller and less overwhelming in comparison to His greatness. I may not know the burdens, grief, fear, anxiety, or confusion you're facing, but I do know that instead of giving up, you need to look up. In your disillusionment and angst, your focus might be in the wrong place. Until your eyes are fixed on the Lord, enduring challenging days will be difficult. The Bible repeatedly invites us to fix our eyes on God. Hebrews specifically says, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith." If you're in a discouraging season, fix your eyes on Jesus. In times of emotional pain, do it not just once, but multiple times a day. Remember and rehearse who He is and what He has promised to do. During tough times, when your schedule is pressing, prospects are thin, and hope is low, remind yourself of important truths. God knows what He's doing, doesn't make mistakes, and His timing is perfect. Whatever is happening, He is allowing it for this moment. It's challenging to trust, but because of who He is, trust is necessary. The difference between ordinary and great people is that great people never give up. They persist in the marathon of life, even when fatigued, frustrated, feeling like failures, or fearful. Don't give in without a fight. Fight against the devil and those who seek to discourage you. If you have a great dream, don't let the devil's whispers make you question your worth or capability. Instead of building your life on what you think you can do, build it on what you believe God can do. Let the size of your God determine the size of your goals. It's not about your abilities alone. It's about relying on God's strength. Recognize that in your own strength, there's limited capability. Apart from God, you can do nothing, as Jesus said. So, don't attempt to accomplish things independently of God's guidance and power. What do you do when your plans take longer than expected? Don't give in to self-pity, complaining, or blaming others. Understand that facing setbacks and failures is normal. No one succeeds at everything on the first try. Failure is a stepping stone to success. Successful people see failure as a temporary setback, while unsuccessful people view it as a mark on their character. Refocus on God, stop listening to negativity, and resist discouragement. Fight against it, and let the energy to resist come from your Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ. Focus on Him, not the problem. Remember, when you're at your worst, God is at His best. The stage is set for God to work His will and way in your life. In the scriptures, repeatedly, God does His most amazing work when the situation seems most challenging to us. It's when things look bleakest, when we're fresh out of options, at the end of our rope, and full of fear and uncertainty that God steps in and astounds us. Our challenge is not giving up too soon. Many people start off well in life, but before reaching the halfway point, they mess things up and give up. Giving up is always worse than messing up. People often quit the marathon of life because they become discouraged. Choose not to replay discouraging images in your mind. Change the channel of your thoughts. Instead, remember the Lord and think about His faithfulness, love, mercy, and compassion. Your thoughts determine your feelings. If you want to stop being discouraged, change the way you've been thinking. When bad days come into our lives, it's essential to refocus on God and not let discouragement take over. Keep going and let God's work unfold in the midst of challenging situations. We all desire God to do something big and miraculous, like a cure for illness, the immediate return of a prodigal, or the overnight breaking of destructive addictions. While sometimes God acts dramatically and instantaneously, it's more common for Him to work in subtler ways. He often speaks in the still, small voice, providing courage, grace, and wisdom to face challenges. In the midst of crashing waves and howling winds during tough times, it's crucial to learn to listen to God's real but sometimes small voice. Bad days are inevitable, but they don't have to be paralyzing. Those who live a significant life expect bad days and know how to refresh themselves physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Navigating a bad season of life is like traveling through a dark tunnel. It's challenging because it's dark, and you can't see what's ahead. However, with God's help, you're already on the way out once you've entered that dark tunnel. Trust that God is guiding you through, and there is hope on the other side. Absolutely. All of us, at some point, run out of hope. Whether you're generally optimistic or not, there are moments when even the most positive souls reach for hope and find it elusive. Maybe you find yourself in that place today, reaching for a can of hope and discovering it's empty. Perhaps you're here more out of desperation than inspiration. Are you asking, is there any hope? Are you running low on hope? Whether you're a single mom feeling worn out, an elderly person grieving the loss of a loved one, or a seemingly successful businessman struggling internally, it's crucial to recognize when hope seems to be slipping away. If you're feeling like giving up or close to despair, don't do it. The darkest moments are temporary. It's easy to feel beaten, but that doesn't mean it's time to give up. It means it's time to fight harder. I want to be clear. It won't be easy. Life is inherently challenging, and the difficulties you face will try their best to bring you down. However, don't let them. Stand up, dig in, line up your problems, and confront them. Fight against them, and don't let them defeat you. Instead of letting challenges bring you down, use them to raise yourself up. Let them elevate you and make you stronger. Challenges may be tough, but they can also be the catalyst for your growth and success. My friends, I hope these words find a place in your heart. Now, let's pray together. Open your heart to receive the blessings of this prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before You in prayer, seeking a breakthrough in our lives. Grant us clarity of mind, strength of spirit, and courage of heart as we pursue our goals. Guide us on new paths, and may we feel Your guiding touch in every step we take. Instill in us the faith to overcome obstacles and the wisdom to make the most of every opportunity. We thank you for your guidance and protection. Today, Lord, we specifically ask for a financial breakthrough. Help us overcome debts and worries, breaking free from financial chains that hinder us. Guide us in managing our resources wisely, making sound decisions. Heavenly Father, I come before you with gratitude, acknowledging that nothing is impossible for you. I lift up this prayer, seeking a miracle in my life. Fill me with unwavering faith in your ability to answer, even when circumstances seem insurmountable. I recognize that what appears impossible to me is well within your power. In moments when solutions elude me, I trust that you can still act. Grant me the conviction that nothing I encounter in life surpasses your capabilities. You are the God of the impossible. I cling to the assurance that neither death nor life, angels nor rulers, things present nor future, height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation can separate me from your love. Strengthen my faith, Heavenly Father, and let me rest in the certainty of your boundless love and power. Grant us insight, wisdom, and knowledge to make the right choices. Bless our hard work and investments with success, providing strength and motivation for the journey toward financial freedom. Dear Lord, we come before you with our financial struggles. Hear our heartfelt prayers for assistance in managing our finances. We are grateful for the blessings you have bestowed upon us. And facing financial challenges, we ask for help in avoiding unnecessary expenses and finding means to support ourselves. Grant us strength to achieve financial freedom and protect the resources we possess, both materially and spiritually. We offer this prayer in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.